Let's talk about the Urban Art Commission. Tell everybody what it is, what you do first.
Sure. So I'm fortunate enough to be the chair of the Urban Art Commission. We're a nonprofit here in town. We were founded back in about 1997. And really the point is, okay, how can we take spaces in Memphis, public spaces, and create these conversation zones, if you will? How can we engage the public to be more interactive with each other? And one of the reasons or one of the ways we do that is we put art there, whether it's a mural, whether it's a sculpture, or whether it could be a piece of actually performance art. It's all about trying to engage the community.
As we've all seen them around town, just give us an example of the things we'll drive by all the time you see and wonder, who did that?
Sure. So, one of the ones that I see quite regularly on social media is the I Love Memphis mural in Cooper Young. So that was one of our first pieces. It was by a local Memphis artist, Brandon Marshall, a graffiti artist in town. And it was with a partnership with the Convention and Visitors Bureau of how can we promote our city for people that come in. And there are a number of I Love Memphis murals throughout the city. That one with the red and black and white is obviously very prominent, and it's a really cool thing to see when you're around town.
Plus, you actually give young artists a huge canvas, and they get famous over it.
That's really part of it. One of the things that we want to do as an organization is we want to try and find ways to train new artists. How can we find people that are wanting to be public artists that are local, and how can we give them the tools they need so they can create, some of these spaces? You talk about some of the pieces that we have. We have other pieces. For example, if you've been to the Redbird Stadium, you see that enormous mural over off left field. And that was a piece by Jeff Zimmerman of Chicago, who is a world-famous artist. He was brought in. That's known as the Rhodes Hill mural downtown. It's in partnership with Rhodes College, and students from Rhodes helped participate in saying, okay, how can we find pieces of Memphis history and put those up? Now, some of them may be uncomfortable, and that's one of the things about public art. It's not going to always be for everyone. It's not always going to feel good.
But it does make you think.
And that's the point here. It's how can we make people think? How can we push the envelope sometimes at times and get discussion going? It's all about creating those vibrant neighborhoods.
I think a lot of people that the best course I ever took at the University of Texas was an art history course. Because it really, I went back and studied Frank Lloyd Wright. We studied architecture. We studied the traditionalist, then the impressionism. And so once I got a little taste of that, I was fascinated by it and about how it reflects our culture. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand about opera or the arts is what am I supposed to be seeing here? What am I supposed to be feeling? And then you tell, well, what are you feeling? What are you seeing?
Well, sure. And art's going to be, in the eye of the beholder, so to speak. And what do you get from it? What can you feel from it? What do you, take from it? Speaking of, opera music, one of the other pieces is outside the Cannon Center. And it's
that big chrome.
Yes, yeah. It is. So if I was to ask you, what do you think the inspiration for that piece is? What would you answer?
I've driven by it many times. I work downtown. I've been downtown for years. And you can actually sit inside. There's a bench that I never see anybody sitting there, but you can. But it's like it's a vortex. To me, it looks like a vortex.
Or like a nest or something.
Okay, so it's the bench inside of it is actually part of the function behind it. It's to try and bridge together both art and music. And so it has a very acoustical approach to it. The inspiration for the piece was that the artist was on top of one of the buildings downtown and noticed the ebbs and flows and whirls in the Mississippi River.
So that is, there was a vortex in there.
And so that's how he gained the
what
inspiration.
An art eye.
So it's all based upon your art history class is how you're able to get
that. But they did teach me how to look at things. And the other thing was an impressionism is that I could squint my eye and you could actually see what they were going after. Because if you look at it with the eyes wide open, it looks like a lot of little dots, but if you squint and maybe get back just a little bit, then you can actually see what they were trying to get you to see.
And, you judge that correctly, but what we want people doing is we want people thinking and talking. They may see something completely different, which is totally fine. It's all about how can we take neighborhoods, and it doesn't have to be in these prominent locations. It can be, in a small park, and that's one of the issues that the city's done now is with the Percent for Art program. When capital improvements are made, they take 1% of it and say, okay, how can we invest in art? And so you may have a new park in town like Zodiac Park in South Memphis where they've, added some artistic elements to the redesign, which, what we believe is it makes it a happier place.
Were you guys the ones that did the wall that's along the Green Line downtown in the north of downtown area, like along Valentine? It's a retaining wall, and they came and they had different artists. There's about 26 different pieces.
If it's what I'm thinking of, yes, we did do an area over there where we had different artists do different pieces.
And they let them do. They had a certain section, and everybody had a different section. And I went over there when I was at Fox 13, did a thing when they first started. And then when they finished it, and I talked to people in the neighborhood, and they said, we love it because it made our neighborhood a happier place.
Right. It allows that neighborhood to feel more ownership, more community. You know, back in a number of years ago in Portland, they did a study. They took two intersections in two similar neighborhoods. They took one of the intersections, and they embedded public art throughout it. They then went back 6 months later and polled the neighborhoods and said, are you a happy place or not? The neighborhood where the public art was installed went up 50% in the number of people who felt that it was a happy place. So, you know, art helps, you know, clear the soul, so to speak, and help engage in the community. You know, we're very excited. One of the things Urban Art's doing is we're about to move to a new location. You know, the Crosstown area is, of course, very, you know, popular at this point, and we've been able to secure a location there right down the street from the Crosstown Concourse, so we're very excited to get there to help further this new goal we have of how can we take neighborhoods throughout Memphis and help engage them.
Well, and I think, too, it shows that somebody cares out there, and I think that's what everybody wants to think, that somebody actually cares about us, our neighborhood, and about making it better for us. And I think it sends a great message to young people. They see something like that, and a lot of them have never seen any kind of art of any kind. And so they see that, and they go, wow, how do they do that? I used to be director of development for the Orpheum Theater, and we bring these school kids in. They've never been into a room like the theater. They look up, and they go, whoa. I mean, it's like going to a European castle for them, you know? And I think that the same thing happens with art. When they see something like they've never seen before, and they go, wow, the colors are so rich and so expressive, and they're actually touched.
Yeah, we want the next generation of public artists to be, you know, those children here in Memphis right now. And one of the ways to do that is to expose them as much as we can. You know, we're excited to have partnerships with the city, with different elements, you know, public institutions, and we welcome private partnerships as well.
Is anything, if people want to contribute, to get involved with you guys?
Sure. They can either visit us at urbanartcommission.org, or they can send an email to info@urbanartcommission.org.
And I didn't say you guys were involved in the Puerto Rico fundraiser. Is this you guys, too? The Puerto Rican drop-off locations? I'm sorry, it was something else. I Googled you guys, and this thing came up.
Well, you're looking at Memphis 3.0 right now. Of course, you know, Memphis is turning 200 years old in just a few years, and we're helping with that element. We've got a partnership with the Office of Strategic Planning, and we've had three artists on staff who are looking at different ways that in the next 200 years we can embed different elements of art, whether it's music, whether it's public performance, whether it's temporary pop-ups. All throughout the city.
You know, the thing about it, it's not quite public, but I just found out some friends of ours bought a house that I lived behind almost 40 years ago in the Midtown area. And I said, tell them to go look in the guest house and open the closet door and tell me what they find. So they sent me the picture. It was a Newswatch 3 bumper sticker I stuck there 40 years ago. I feel like a public artist.
We just need to take it out and somehow put it in a nice
door,
public location.
Or take the door out and nail it to a wall someplace. But and I think that also will play a part in these artists' lives. They come back because those are for years and years and years and years to come. Will they go back and refresh the paint? Is that part of their contract, or how does that work?
Yeah, we take on a role to maintain the artists we can. Obviously, some of these are very large pieces that are made of steel and are fabricated.
Well, you don't have to worry about those so much. The chrome piece, you don't have to worry about. Not going anywhere.
But in terms of, the murals, sometimes they have to be touched up. Obviously, over time, we have some incidents that can happen, and so we go back and try and refresh those.
Well, I love what you're doing, and keep doing it, and I think Memphis does, too.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to be here.
All right, Ed Wallace with the Urban Art Commission, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. I was petrified.